is for what's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States says the number of terrorism incidents in the world declined last year for a second year in a row, while the Islamic State remains the deadliest jihadist group, carrying out more attacks and causing more deaths than the previous year of 2015. The State Department's acting coordinator for counterterrorism, Justin Sibrel, said the IS group has experienced serious setbacks in 2016.
Iraqi security forces, supported by the coalition, delivered a series of defeats on ISIS through 2016, beginning with the liberation of Ramadi in February, the recapture of Fallujah in June, and the seizure of Qayyarah Air Base in northern Iraq in July, and finally the launch of the broad offensive in Nineveh in October that led to Iraqi security force penetration deep into eastern Mosul by the end of the year.
Sibrel also said much of northern Syria has been cleared of an IS presence, leading to an assault on the de facto IS capital of Raqqa by U.S.-backed rebels. But he says they've been dispersed.
In 2016, ISIS established a presence in the Libyan coastal city of Sirte, from which it was expelled as a result of a concerted ground campaign by Libyan forces with U.S. air support. Somalia, Yemen, northeastern Nigeria, portions of the Sinai Peninsula, the Afghanistan-Pakistan border regions, and portions of the Philippines, among other places, are examples of such safe haven environments.
The U.S. said more than 11,000 terrorist incidents occurred in 2016, resulting in more than 25,000 fatalities. Malawi's former agriculture minister, George Chiponda, has been arrested and faces corruption charges over a procurement contract with Zambia. President Peter Mutharika ordered an investigation into last year's $34 million maize order that a Zambian opposition leader said documents showed Malawi was overcharged. This is